Okay, we'll meditate then. Straighten your back. Bring in your tummy slightly. Shoulders back, shoulder blades towards each other. Relax the muscles of your forehead. Relax your mouth. Relax your eyelids. Come to your breath. Slowly approach your breath. See how your breath is this morning. Many of us are traveling today, and the breath will be more ragged and difficult to control because of all the plans in the mind. Then you have to adjust to the situation. You can't help but do some planning today. And learn to accommodate different situations, different days. The breath won't be as calm today as it was on Thursday during silence. But learn to accommodate and adjust to what's going on today. Come to the breath as well as you can. Gently, don't get frustrated that it's not as good as in the middle of a retreat. Then please start to count the breath. Out breath, first half. In breath, second half. If your mind wanders, start over again at one. As you start to concentrate on your breath, don't tighten up your face and your shoulders. Keep your belly a little bit concave. And try not to move. And please ask your heart teacher to come sit with you. Knee to knee, you can feel their presence. It's not a picture or a statue, it's a living person. Sometimes you can just meditate on that for maybe 15 minutes, just try to bring up their real presence in the room and the feeling that they are actually present. That requires sometimes some effort. And then when they're there, release the effort and let them be there without effort. And think of some quality that you love about your teacher. There's a reason why they're your teacher. There's something about them that you would like to become. And think of that quality. Just think of as many details of that quality as you can. Just admiring someone else helps us improve ourselves. Keep your face relaxed, shoulders down, stomach in. Then make your heart teacher some offering, something kind you've done. I would say in the very recent past, in yesterday. And remember that thoughts are more powerful than words or deeds. Did you have a truly kind thought? Sometimes we can speak kindly and act kindly, but still be selfish. And what truly charitable thoughts did you have yesterday? Offer those to your teacher. Then we start the process of dipjang, cleaning obstacles from our conscience, heart. Then think of any unkind thoughts you had yesterday, perhaps jealousy of another participant in the retreat or anger at someone. traditionally, the most serious negative karma is to believe that things are happening for reasons which are not causes. Like yesterday, did you have the kind of thoughts that, I don't know, if you were looking for a boyfriend, that you would have to lose 5 pounds or buy some new clothes or get some different makeup. Those are that way of getting what you would like to have is considered the greatest bad karma of all, because it doesn't work and it makes us unhappy. So maybe when you get to this part of cleaning your conscience, maybe we could look for times yesterday when we were trying to get something, make something happen that we wanted to make happen, but we were doing it but the wrong way. Because that habit causes all the suffering in this world. Any attempt to get something that doesn't involve serving someone else is mistaken. Then the opposite. If during this week it occurred to you that to get something that you're dreaming of, you should take someone to Starbucks and who's looking for the same thing and give them some help, is a breakthrough in a new way of thinking that is in line with how the universe really works, then rejoice in that, be happy. Any thought you had to achieve your dreams and the things you want by providing them to someone else first in this week, then be happy. This is the fruits of your labor for this week. Then also be happy in other people's efforts to follow the same worldview. The people here that you've spoken to, then be happy about the people who have expressed that they are going to try, for example, to find the passion in their life by helping someone else to do that. Then try to think of anyone who's displayed that kind of thinking and be happy for them. Then the next preliminary is to ask our teacher to help us. And I'd like you to try to bring up in your mind a vision of your own face as you would like it to be tomorrow morning when you start your life again. Have a vision of what you would like to look like. Maybe a bigger smile, more peaceful face. And then ask your teacher to help you keep that for the months to come. Picture yourself in the situations which you know will happen this week, maybe at work, maybe with your spouse or partner, family, strangers on a plane, and try to visualize your face as more shining and happy and supportive than it was last week or the week before. Then finally, ask your teacher to stay with you, seen or unseen, whether you're aware of them or you're not aware of them. Ask them to hover over your shoulder and influence how you, the decisions you make in your life in the coming weeks and months. Then you can slowly open your eyes, take a good stretch. If you need to stand up, you can stand up. Then we'll start the real meditation. Okay, we'll start again. Please come back to your breath. Finish your last movements, last fidgeting, then bring the body to the body should be like concrete, shouldn't move at all. If the body is immobile, then it will help to bring the mind to a peaceful focus. Come back to your breath, please. start to count 10 breaths. Then please bring your mind down your body, down inside your body, from your breath down to your heartbeat. Start to track your heartbeat with your mind. How's your heart today? It'll be a little more ragged and a little more irregular because of all the thoughts about going home today. But deal with the situation as it is today and don't be disturbed. Accept the heart speeding a little bit faster and more irregular than this week, and accept it and embrace it. Follow the heartbeats. Lungsam jupa chipa, the minds are tied to the thoughts are tied to the movement of prana, especially at the heart. So when the thoughts are focused on home, traveling, changes, then the heartbeat will change, and accept it. And connect to it. That's a Western woodpecker. Anytime a sound comes to disturb your meditation, then think of the being who's making it. Maybe it's a garbage truck driver. Maybe it's a child crying. Maybe it's somebody playing music. You can either be angry at them or you can love them. You can embrace that sound and embrace the being who's making it. Make them part of your meditation. Then they might go away. Look inside your beating heart. Beautiful rays of golden sunlight are slipping out here and there. And your mind goes, follows some of that light into the heart. And there's a beautiful room with lots of windows on top of a mountain. Small cabin and The sunlight is pouring in the windows of the cabin inside your heart, inside your beating heart. The sunlight, the gold is thick and warm, and it's covering all the objects in the room. Also covering your teacher, who's sitting in front of you, knee to knee, knees just barely touching. They are bathed in this golden sunlight. And you can smell a very faint fragrance of their body. We call the fragrance of a moral person, of an ethical person. You can see their clothing on their chest beating slightly with their heart, with their own heart. Their shoulders are rising and falling slightly with the breath. Make them real. And then feel this intense love coming from them, like the sunlight itself. And it's bathing over you, it's washing over you. Just their intense love and care for you. Try to feel that love spreading over you. And stay there quietly with your teacher, bathed in their love. When your mind goes back to the flight home, bring it back to the beating of the heart, and then come back to the how it feels to be bathed in the love of your teacher. Feel safe, feel loved, because you are, and stay there, enjoy. Then slowly come back to your breath. And then you can slowly open your eyes. Stretch if you need to stretch. Stand up and stretch if you need to stand up and stretch.